innercitygeeks.net.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 293. 293 fucking episodes of the show, and again, it's just me here today. But it's all good. It's all good because Brian's doing his thing with the children, and from days off at work and stuff. And I figured, why not just put out an episode of just me talking. Talking randomness, not necessarily randomness, because of course, you know, it's the regular geeky news for the week, but unfortunately there wasn't too much of it this week, but we'll get into that a little bit. But as far as this last week, it's been a hell of a fucking week. I've been working, it's getting my mind at ease and making things, learning new things about the job has been keeping me going steady, keeping my mind from traveling into weird and distant places. So I haven't watched a lot of stuff. I've watched some things, but nothing that I can say is like, oh my god, it's so crazy. But like I said, I have watched some things. Some of the things that I have watched, of course, the rest things, because of course we have a whole other show just with the rest things with me and Brian. But yeah, I've been watching. I watched this show on HBO's called The Flag. What is the title of it? My brain just went. It's with mush. It's starring Taika Waititi and the other dude, the guy that played the in what's this stupid movie? What We Do in the Shadows. He was one of the werewolves. It was Our Flags Mean Death is the name of the show. It is a fun fucking show. I've only gone through four episodes, but it all takes place back in like 1600s, 1700s or whatever, back when they were pirates and stuff, and like legit pirates, so like Blackbeard and stuff like that. So it's a comedic take on that time, and it's fun. It is a really fun watch. So if you are looking to watch, you know, some piratey goodness, I definitely recommend that, because it's really fun. It's a real fun watch. Taika Waititi, of course, he's always good in what he does, and this show is no different. Like, I don't think he's directing it, but he is producing it, which is one thing. But he's good. It's real good. I've been a Taika Waititi fan for quite some time, and then seeing him actually do something just a little bit different than the norm is pretty cool. Because, like I said, it's a very interesting show that has its ups and downs, and it just makes you think as to how a lot of these people did things back in the day. And it kind of makes sense, and it's a fun watch. So I definitely recommend you guys go to on the HBO Max and check out Our Flag Means Death, because it's pretty cool. It's like I said, I'm gonna keep saying it. It's a fun watch. I watched that. Then I also watched what did I watch? I watched the movie. what movie was it? I don't remember. But it was a decent movie. My brain, of course, is going to mush because I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with it. I guess I'm going crazy at my at my age, but it's okay to go crazy sometimes. Because why not, right? You can't just, you know, have everything going on in your brains and not expect it to just go somewhere that it's not supposed to. So, but yeah. Also watched Moon Knight. Latest episode of Moon Knight is absolutely fucking bonkers. It is fucking nuts, dude. Like, the way the show was going, I'm not gonna spoil it for you because, of course, you guys haven't watched it and we haven't spoken about it in the last couple weeks, actually. But, it's a great fucking show. And it takes you for a loop. Like, there are things in this episode that you're watching and you're like, oh shit, what's gonna happen next? And then some shit happens and you're just like, oh shit, what's gonna happen now? And then you're just like, whoa, what did I just watch? Where is this going? How am I supposed to make things make sense on this show? And it's the same thing that they did in the previous episodes. Like, everything is a mystery, but it all makes sense in the long run. And that's why I fucking love this show. I cannot fucking wait. I cannot fucking wait. So excited. We only have two more episodes left, unfortunately, of Moon Knight. That's some really sad shit right there. But it looks like it's coming to a really, really good ending. And I can't, like I said, I'm gonna say it again. Can't fucking wait. Can't fucking wait. I guess that'll bring us into some geek shit for the week. The first thing that literally, like, I just got a fucking notification for it is that we've had some ideas going into the Multiverse of Madness, which is coming soon. We've had ideas and thoughts that how are they gonna start introducing the X-Men universe into this? Being that we know that, you know, Marvel wants to start capitalizing on the fact that they have the X-Men now, or the MCU has them, and how are they gonna start being introduced? Where are they gonna make it all make sense in the long run? And we got news today that it is official that Patrick Stewart will be returning as Professor Xavier in the Multiverse of Madness. And that is super fucking exciting to me. I cannot fucking wait for the Multiverse of Madness. Especially now that, you know, we're bringing the X-Men into it. And to what extent are we going to be getting the X-Men in this one right as first? I don't know. But not only just the X-Men, but, like, are they going to start going into the Illuminati stuff that was in the comics for a while? Are they going to do that? We already had a Black Bolt in not Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but what was the other show? I forgot the name of the other show. Whatever. It was a show that wasn't that great. It was sad. It was fun. I did enjoy it. But it wasn't the best. comic book adaptation. The Inhumans. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. And he was, he, we already, like I said, we already have Black Bolt in the Inhumans. So technically he's part of the MCU. Is he going to reprise his role in this? What's going to happen with that? Also the fact that, like, oh, are they going to start, because we know that they are working with for the Fantastic Four as well, towards the Fantastic Four. Jesus. They are working towards the Fantastic Four as well. It's a lot of Fs, but it's interesting to see where it's going to go. Are they going to start to introduce the first family into the MCU, starting with the Multiverse of Madness? If they do, I'm sold. I'm in. Like, I want it. I kind of need it. Like, it's something that we've been looking forward to, and they've had so many attempts at the Fantastic Four that was pretty much not that good. They were okay for the moment, but they weren't great. And then the latest one that came out a couple years ago was, I'm not going to say it was bad, because it wasn't bad, but it also wasn't good. It wasn't great. It was one of those, I could wait to watch it, but I don't necessarily even have to wait because I really don't want to. It's one of those, like, if I watch it, I watch it. If I don't watch it, it's not going to have anything, you know. There's nothing worth bragging about in that movie at all. And that's not to go against any of the actors in it, because, of course, the actors are just doing what they're told as far as the scripts and stuff. But it wasn't a great movie, period. So are we also going to be getting the Fantastic Four in this? What's going to happen? How else are they going to start introducing all these other people in the Multiverse of Madness? I want to see it now. Also, going along with the Multiverse of Madness, we got news that this movie has officially been canceled. Not canceled, but they've pulled the rights for this movie. I believe it was in Asia somewhere. They pulled the rights for Multiverse of Madness because of having some LGBTQ personalities in the movie. So it kind of sucks that that it's not going to be put out everywhere. But it also sucks that, like, some of these countries have their mindset on not releasing these things. Things that have been in the zeitgeist of the world for quite some time. And just because of their beliefs, they don't want it to be put out in their country. Kind of sad. But, you know, I get it. I understand what they're doing. Like, I get it. Like, they want to stick to their guns. But, unfortunately, you know, the internet's there, and there are ways. So people in Saudi Arabia, which is the country that, you know, has pretty much blocked it from actually being released, they might have to watch it in other ways. So, or they might have to leave their country to actually watch it. But who knows? Who knows? And it's like I said, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad that they're stuck in their old ways and not trying to move forward with how they do things. Like I said, I get it. You know, it's very religious. There's a lot of things in their whole, you know, their whole system. There's like, oh yeah, we're just gonna do it this way, and that's the way it's gonna be forever. And yeah, that's just how it is. Oh well, it sucks. Then there's some other news. We've been talking for some time about the Arrowverse and how a lot of things have been pretty dope about it. Like, one of the things that I was a huge fan of course, like, I haven't been watching the Arrowverse as of late after Crisis happened, but we did also mention that there was going to be a bit of a reboot of Constantine. And it's official, that is actually going to be happening. A reboot of Constantine for HBO Max. It's going to be a new series. It's going to be a very dark series. But unfortunately, Matt Ryan will not be coming back as Constantine in it. And I'm not mad about it. Like, Matt Ryan did a really good job as him. It was also a different version of Constantine as compared to, like, Keanu Reeves that played Constantine years ago in the cinematic version of it. But he was still pretty good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Matt Ryan as Constantine because he was the first one for the TV show that was originally on NBC that was there. But it looks like at the moment Warner Brothers and HBO Max are going with Sope Dirisu to play Constantine. He will be the first he's going to be not your typical Constantine because he's going to be the first not pigmentally challenged Constantine. He is of Nigerian descent. He's like a British Nigerian dude. He's been in a few things. I don't think I've personally watched any of the things that he's been in that we've seen so far, that he's been in so far. But from what they're saying, he's actually really good at what he does. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do, especially since they're saying it's going to be a very dark feel to the show, because it also is going to be leading into Justice League Dark, because this is all helmed by J.J. Abrams and stuff. So trying to see what they're going to do with it. It's going to be really freaking cool. I want to see what they're going to, where they're going to go, and how they're going to make things work. Because, of course, you know, Constantine is one of those characters that have to deal with a lot of mystical things, mystical beings, not just mystical beings, but, like, you know, like devilish things and things that are of the occult. So I'm very excited to see what they're going to do with Constantine. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting, right? Because, of course, you know, Matt Ryan did a really good job on the TV shows. Unfortunately, it was originally canceled on TV, on NBC, but he came back and reprised his role on Legends of Tomorrow, and he did a really good job there. So, like I said, I'm very sad that he's going to be going, but I'm excited to see somebody else actually take the mantle and give us a different feel on the character, because he's a very He's a very dynamic character that brings plenty of things. So seeing what somebody else can do with the character is going to be really cool. So I'm excited for it. Another thing that came out that I'm pretty excited for, because I am a fan of this game, because I used to play this game when I was younger. And I'm talking about Streets of Rage. Came out for the Sega back in the early 90s. And I used to play the fuck out of this game. And we got news that there will be a film adaptation for it. And I am so down for this. Yes. A film that adaptation has been basically... it's been sold, and it's going to be written by, or put together, or a spec script has been done by the creators of John Wick. So that should be very fucking interesting, because of course the John Wick movies are fucking fantastic, super entertaining, so many twists and turns, and shoot 'em up, bang bangs. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. Streets of Rage is one of those games that was one of the few games that I can say that, like, I played a shit ton of when I was younger. So seeing what they're going to do with it, hopefully they don't do, like, you know, the original Jean-Claude Van Damme Street Fighter and completely fuck shit up. But I'm pretty sure with the John Wick creator behind at the helm, it's going to make it a little bit more good. Yeah, more good. Of course, I said more good, but it's okay. It's okay. I say dumb shit most of the time. But yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be fun. There's some other shit that came out this week. We don't really talk about a lot of video game stuff. But one thing that we have been doing as of late is, not necessarily as of late, within the last year or so, talking about Ghostbusters quite a bit. And we got a trailer for Ghostbusters, but not your regular trailer. We got a trailer for the Ghostbusters in VR. So a virtual reality version of Ghostbusters. And it looks pretty fucking cool. I want to play this. I'm not completely set on virtual reality, because of course virtual reality is something that, like, I don't think I'm ready for. I don't want another pair of glasses over my glasses, because it's just annoying. That's why, like, I wasn't a fan of 3D in the movies, because I had to put another pair of glasses on top of my shit, and I'm like, I don't want to do that, because it's, one, it's not comfortable, and then two, it's like, you don't get the full effect of things. But we'll see. This could be actually really good. Also the fact that, like, they've updated the way that they do things, so I'm pretty sure there are ways that you can have glasses and actually watch these three virtual reality things. And from the trailer, it actually looks really fucking cool. You're running around, you have your proton pack, and you're going around your, and you're, from what it looks like in the trailer, there was like a ghost coming at you, and you shoot it, and like it explodes in front of your face. So, kind of excited to see what they're gonna do with it. If it's gonna have, like, you know, the scares, and how they're gonna make it work. It looks pretty fucking cool. I'm excited for it. I want to see what they're gonna do with it. Because why the fuck not? Oh, Ghostbusters all the time. I don't mind. Then some other shit that we got this week. Something that was really fucking cool. So that was super fucking excited for. And that's, we got the newest trailer for Lightyear. And this gives us a little bit more of a look into the story of the original Buzz Lightyear. And why is he such an outstanding character that they decided shit. Sneezed. Yay. Why he's such a distinguished character that they decided to make, like, you know, action figures and TV shows and everything based off of, or toys based off of. So it'd be interesting to see where they're gonna go, because it looks, this first off, like we've mentioned it before, but this trailer looks really fucking good. Well, at least the original versions of the trailer have looked really fucking good. But this one actually gives you a little bit more of a detailed look into it, in which you see what's happened to Buzz. He goes into space. He gets shot into space. But then when he comes back to Earth, he's been off of Earth for 60 years, and nobody knows what's really happened. He thought it was only, like, you know, a few minutes or whatever, but it turned into like decades. So it's kind of interesting to see where what's going on with the story. So I want to see where it goes, and it looks fucking cool. Again, it looks fucking cool. We also get the first look at Zurg, who was the bad guy in the Toy Story movies. We get to see what Zurg really looks like, or what, you know, he should be looking like in the quote unquote real version or the real world. So yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this new Lightyear and how it's gonna hold up. Because of course, you know, Toy Story has been around for ages, and they've been talking and teasing, and we've all been wondering, like, what was Buzz Lightyear really like before he became a toy in a little boy's room. So, like I said, I'm excited for it. I want to see what's going to happen with it. And then the final piece, a piece of Les Resistance. I don't know. Does that make sense? Does that fall into place? The biggest piece of geek news for this week was something that I was completely waiting for so long. I was like, when are they gonna drop a trailer for this? They've kept doing trailers for so many things, but the one thing they haven't done, which I thought they were going to do for the Multiverse of Madness, was that we finally got a teaser trailer for Thor, Love and Thunder. And this looks pretty damn good. Of course, from the trailer, we see Chris Hemsworth doing his Thor thing. And by doing a Thor thing, it basically has a huge montage of him just running around, getting back into shape. Because, of course, you know, dad bod Thor isn't the thing anymore. Because He's like, yeah, I gotta do stuff. I can't just be a normal guy. I can't just be sitting around playing video games all the time. So he's getting back into shape. And also, like, he's finally trying to figure out his own way because, of course, you know, his dad isn't around, his mom isn't around. Also, it's New Asgard. He has to pretty much hold shit down over there. So it's interesting to see where they're gonna go with it. We also got another look at Valkyrie. We of course we saw Valkyrie before. Korg was back. And then another big one that's back is Jane Foster. But this time it's not your regular Jane Foster. It's Jane Foster as the Lady Thor. And that's pretty fucking cool. And she looks fucking dope. People were bitching about the fact that she's a tiny little lady. But no, they made it work this time. They made it work. Similar to how people were complaining about Gal Gadot being a Wonder Woman. They were complaining about Jane Foster or Natalie Portman playing Thor. But so far they've made it work in the trailer, so I want to see more. I want to see where this is going. We also got the Guardians of the Galaxy in this trailer as well, minus Zoe Saldana's character. I didn't see her in there. And Mantis was there. She was part of it. Drax was there. And Peter Quill. But like I said, I am. It's like it seems like everything that I've been talking about this episode I've been excited for. But I am really excited to see what's gonna happen with Love and Thunder. Because the last Thor was actually really that good. Thor Ragnarok. Probably the best Thor out of all three of them. Well, not probably. It is the best one of all three. So far. I can't say about the fourth one yet, because of course we haven't seen it yet. But it looks really good. And I'm excited to see what we're gonna do with this, of course. And I said it again. I'm gonna keep saying it. I'm just excited. I'm super excitables. And it looks good. It looks fun. Taika Waititi, of course, is back at, you know, putting shit together that is fucking great. At least from the trailer, it looks great. I don't know. I can't call it as far as like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a fantastic movie, but from what we've seen so far, it looks really damn good. Excited for it. And I think that wraps it up for this week. So thank you guys for listening to me. Just ramble. Just be here by myself, with my brains and my thoughts in your ears. But while you're here, give a shot. Check out innercitygeeks.net, where we have this show. When I'm usually talking with other people, not just myself. Then we also have the Suplex City Geeks with me and Brian, talking about all the weekly wrestling stuffs, because we enjoy wrestling. So go check that out. Then there's a Good Games, an archived show. It's a show that's, you know, it's an older show that we've had here before. Also, it's popping. Comics with a Water Manga Time, Anime World. The original ICGPW Slamcast. The Interstate webcomic. First Watch. Turntable. So many other things on the Industry Geeks website. Go check it out. Then another thing you can check out on the site, you could find next to some pretty cool places. Well, one of my favorite places to go to, Fight TV. You can watch a whole bunch of people punching each other in the face. Because it's fun to watch other people do it. But yeah, check out Fight TV. Got some pretty cool shit over there. You'll be able to order, well, by the time this episode goes up. You could have watched this dude over the weekend fighting boxing. They have it on there. They also have MMA. They have the wrestlings. So much stuff. Oh, what else is on there on Fight TV? Impact Revolution. That's happening this week. No, not Revolution. Some shit. It's with an R. But that's there. You can watch that there. Rebellion. That's what it is. My brain. Like I said, my brain doesn't work sometimes. And most of this episode, it hasn't really been working very well. And, yeah. Check out Fight TV. Because it's a pretty cool place. You got a lot of cool shit over there. Then you can find links to Sideshow Collectibles, where there's a ton of fucking toys. Because, toys are the best. We love toys. So check out Sideshow Collectibles. What you got? You got regular figures. You got statues. You could even get like a life-size statue. A life-size Mark V Iron Man suit. You could do that shit. Will it actually fly for you? Probably not. But you could have one in your room. Because who doesn't want that? You have that. Then we also have links to Amazon.com, where you get your first month free of Amazon Prime. If you do not have Amazon Prime, go click on that link. You can watch so many fucking things on there. The latest season of Upload. Bad Omens. The Boys, that's coming out in the next few weeks. So much stuff. The Tomorrow War with Chris Pratt. So much stuff, like I said. And you get your first month free of Amazon Prime if you don't have it at the moment. And if you are curious, if you already have Amazon Prime, you just click the link and you could, you know, help us out and buy some stuff on there. Because, of course, you know, every little bit counts. And we appreciate you for that. Then there's also a link to Soul Sick Clothing Company, where you can buy some pretty cool shirts and hats and hoodies. And they're all done by geeks for geeks. So, pretty cool place to find some stuff. So check out Soul Sick Clothing. It's SOESIC clothing.co. And at checkout, type in InterCity Geeks for 15% off of your entire purchase. That's SOESIC clothing.co. And type in InterCity Geeks at checkout for 15% off your entire purchase. Then another cool place to find some cool fucking shit. Beard Octane, of course, you know. I have a luxurious man mane. So, and it's all thanks to Beard Octane. I got some really cool butters and oils. My oils I use in the morning before I go to work. And then my butters I use at night before I go to bed. And it keeps it nice and refreshed. So in the mornings, when I wake up, I'm not knotted and everything. So, it's good shit for your beard. So yeah, go to beardoctane.com and at checkout, put in ICT10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Because we're trying to help you guys out. Trying to make you guys look all nice and pretty. So like I said, beardoctane.com, ICT10 for 10% off. Because who doesn't like 10% off your entire purchase? I know I do. And then, final place you go to, check out CBDMD, where you get some good ass CBD stuff. Because there's a lot of places you get some CBD stuff that won't really do much for you. Like, some places, you know, you can go to the corner store and get some CBD that probably won't do anything, but just like make you mad that you spent your fucking money on it. But if you go to CBDMD, you will automatically really, really, it'll be worth it. It'll be worth the money, because of course, you know, one, it's not that expensive as a lot of places, but shit actually works. It's actually created by like people that know what the fuck they're doing. So check out CBDMD. Get some cool shit. Get some cool tinctures, some gummies, some stuff that makes you feel good all the times, or most of the time. Because of course, not all the time. You're not gonna feel good, but it'll take the edge off. And who doesn't like to take the edge off? I know. So check out CBDMD, and then you can listen to this show. You can listen to the better version of this show with, you know, not just me talking about myself. You could find it on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, Google Podcast, and on motherfucking Spotify. Check us out at those places. And then you can find the show on the socials. You can find it on thixiespace.com/InnerCityGeeks on Instagram, at InnerCityGeeks on Twitter, at InnerCityGeeks. And you guys can all find me. Personally, you can find me on the Twitters and the Instagram at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that about wraps it up for this week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for taking your time to listen to me just talk for about 45 minutes. I greatly fucking appreciate you guys. It makes me happy that you guys actually sat and listened to me just talk for a little while. And this is the first time that actually, like, I think I put words together very quite well this time. But like I said, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys sharing the show and listening to it and letting everybody know about it. Because, of course, you know, we don't have a lot of people behind us other than us, you know. And we thank you for helping and spreading the word. But like I said, every week, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks should inherit the earth.